Gary.
Hey.
It is Thursday, March 28th at the time of this taping, meaning it's National Something on a Stick Day. Gary, you got your own holiday!
You know, I walk in the studio and I just feel the love. You know, I just feel the love and the camaraderie and the adoration amongst friends and peers. It's great.
Someone finally gets you, Gary.
Right.
You've definitely been called worse than something on a stick.
Yeah, fine. No, that's fine.
What are the things on a stick that you could have a whole holiday? I mean, I'll level out at corn dog.
Corn dog?
Okay.
Corn on the cob? Kebab of any type
now,
of sort?
Now, we consider the cob of the corn a stick? No.
But then what about kebab?
Okay.
You can make fruit kebabs, meat kebabs, shish kebabs, any kebab. You can kebab anything. I sound like Bubba Gump right now.
You can make shrimp.
You can make shrimp, shrimp grit, shrimp gumbo, shrimp po' boy.
You can kebab anything.
You really could.
You've named like two things that you can put on a stick.
No, like summertime, you can put mango on stick. You can put
that's still a kebab.
Pineapple spear on a stick.
Call it National Kebab Day.
Ice cream.
Okay. On Haagen a popsicle stick.
Haagen-Dazs is nothing without... Right? Without those
so
little
ice cream,
tiny sticks.
Hot dogs, and meat and fruit. Congrats, you got your own holiday.
That's an entire food pyramid. Elle, what more do you want?
Unreal.
You know,
I've
been real needy lately.
I've just been so grumpy. I'm Elle Duncan. He's Gary Streisky.
Sure am.
Welcome to the Elle Duncan Show.
That's right.
I'm tired. I'm not going to lie. But getting ready for round 3 and 4.
Yep.
It sounds weird when you say round 3 and 4 of the NCAA tournament. People just know it as the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8.
Okay, thank you.
That's loading. We're ready.
Uh-huh.
On the women's side.
Yep.
I legitimately looked up the other day and I saw Seth Greenberg like doing like basketball raps. And I was like, oh my God, is the men's game on today? I didn't even realize it was NIT, which is really important and awesome and on our air. Go Dogs. I think they're still in it. Are they still in it? Go Dogs.
All right, cool. I didn't know we were doing the NIT coverage.
Hang a banner.
We are the worldwide leader.
We are the worldwide leader. But we're getting ready for basketball, and we will be taking the show on the road to Cleveland for the Final Four. That will be great. Gary will be
That's
on vacation
sick.
Next week. But before we do that, a great full show for you today, just the two of us. And that's great.
Well, AC wasn't invited back after the dog slander. Let me tell you, we posted that on social, and I just want to say that there was a lot of people coming to our defense. Everybody loves AC, but they're like, this is the one time I've heard her have a bad take.
Correct. Andrea Carter was on the show earlier this week, and she went after dogs. And I'm like, I don't understand or get it. She loves snakes and cats.
Yeah.
But is terrified of birds. It's fine. It's a huge character flaw, but she's amazing nonetheless.
Yep.
So she will be joining the show next week while Gary is creepily going to Disney World without any children.
I mean, you keep... It's funny that you keep saying that. It's funny that you keep saying I'm going on a family vacation as if I'm not going with like 5 members of my family. I'm not going to Disney World by myself. Let me just make that abundantly clear, all right? My family's going to be there. We got 3 rooms, all right? We're going to 4 different parks in 4 different days, okay? And then I'm going to pop up to Jacksonville for the weekend. All right, I'm not going there by myself. Okay. I promise.
Well, whether Gary doth protest too much, whether Gary thinks so or not, I think he's tripping. However, we're going to decide to start the show whether we think these people are tripping or not. We'll give you a headline, okay?
Okay, I feel some type of way about
topic,
this.
Something that's out there, and then it'll be like, hey, are they tripping or not? This is cool.
Yeah,
I get it.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. All right, Draymond Green. Oh, my God. I love this man because he gives us so much fodder. He's a ridiculous person. Draymond Green is absurd. He's ejected 4 minutes into the game against the Rockets, right?
Against the Magic.
The Magic.
Yeah.
For yapping at the refs.
Just D1 yapper.
He's yelling. If you're watching on TV right now, if you're watching on YouTube, you're seeing him right now. He's yapping at the ref. And then everyone's like, Steph's lingering. Yeah. Steph's like, please don't do this, dude. Like, we actually need you.
Yes.
We are fighting for
a play-in. We are fighting for our lives.
We need Draymond Green, please, sir. Please don't get ejected. Please don't get... And then Draymond just has to go there and says something else to the ref, which I imagine involved some mothers and some effers and some whatevers, and he immediately gets thrown out of the game. And then you see Steph Curry in his feelings, emotional, because he's like, I don't know what to do with this
afterward,
man.
He said, we need this dude. We need Draymond to be able to channel that on the court. But all he wants to do is flip the channels by getting kicked out and watching something else other than his boys, all right, win a damn basketball game. And the salt in the wound of all of this is that he was yelling at the refs, this is what started it all, over a foul call.
That was a clear foul.
On Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, he wasn't even defending his own position.
Correct.
I'm so tired of this. This is his fourth ejection of the season.
Okay, but here's the question here. Who's tripping more, Draymond Green for being Draymond or for the Warriors who continue to enable the behavior?
I'm glad that you asked this, okay? They are both at fault here. First and foremost, I'm watching this play out and I'm thinking, would any other adult in any other industry, all right, still have their job if we're walking in our place of business and a basketball arena is their place of business, mother effing every piece of authority from this way to kingdom come? Now, there might be one person at this network who's allowed to do that, okay? But like, we are not allowed to do that,
sure.
Okay? So that's where I take issue. But, and then I thought about you in this situation. The Warriors are also to blame because let's say, for example, you and Omar are trying to teach Eva something, the do's and the don'ts. And she keeps doing the don't. All right, she keeps don'ting. Don't. But you just keep, for whatever reason, allowing her to do the don't. Well, then you're both at fault, right?
Yeah, this is, I mean, listen, I actually went younger when I thought about this situation with Draymond. Like, this is who Draymond is. My son, who's three. Yeah. We have a snack cabinet at my house, okay? There are, all the snacks are readily available. Okay. He is old enough and grown enough to go to the snack thing, open up the snacks and get them. If I want him to stop eating the white powder donuts all the time, mm-hmm. I need to put them on a shelf he can't reach. So you're 100% right. I think this is absolutely on the Warriors. You can't continue to say like, oh, we need him and this is so unfortunate. I mean, Steve Kerr, who is the courier, unfortunately, correct, for all of this mess. Steve Kerr said yesterday, like, yeah, he deserved to get kicked out.
Yeah.
You know? Draymond's tweeting afterwards, like, way to get it, dude. You guys bailed me out. Yeah, let's go, Dubs. Love y'all. It's the best. You keep enabling this behavior by not, and I understand why on many regards. Like, you feel like nothing that he's doing is crossing the line that's so far that he can't come back from, right? Because he still means so much to his team. But this is just selfish behavior. And at some point, you've got to say, in particular, it's the moments that he gets suspended. Yep. It's the times that he gets suspended. The only reason that, you know, the Cavs have that championship probably is because Draymond got suspended. Like, he always finds a way in the biggest moments to make it about himself. Right. And you can't be mad at Draymond. He has told you, this man is in his 30s now. He's told you, this is me, sir. I've been suspended 1 million times. Like, I'm never going to change. There is something inside of him that goes there right away. Yep. And can't be brought back.
Immediately.
He just sees red.
This goes all the way up to not just the Warriors enabling this. This goes up to the NBA. I mean, it was this season that he got suspended for an indefinite period of time. And I think the amount of games ended up being 12. So, you know, you have the commissioner speaking on Draymond's antics that continue just to be antics. And the Warriors right now, they're the 10th seed in the Western Conference. And listen, they're not going to win an NBA championship, but these guys are on the back nine of their playing career. You want to at least give Steph and Clay and even Draymond a chance to at least get in the tournament, because then anything could happen. I don't think anybody wants to go up against a hot shooting Steph for a 5-7 game series, but Draymond is quite literally impeding his own team from getting to that point.
Exactly. You can't want it more than Draymond
wants
it.
But they did win the game.
They did win the game. And ultimately, it's that kind of thing where he can go, okay, you bailed me out and we're good to go. I will say this, though. I don't think that the NBA needs to get involved for him getting ejected for running his mouth.
Sure.
The NBA gets involved when he physically harms other people, like some people were calling for the other day when he choked out Patty Mills. Let's move on, because you talk about someone that went after the refs.
This is
the only reason
crazy.
That Kelly Oubre didn't get ejected is because the game was over.
Correct.
Sixers down a point to the Clippers, into the game. He drives for the layup. He clearly gets fouled by Paul George.
Bodied.
It is clearly a blocking foul. Yeah. Straight up, was a foul. You're watching it right now. I mean, it just doesn't get any more textbook than this. He jumps in front of him.
I mean, Paul George left his feet.
It jumped into him.
Left his feet outside the half circle. And that might have been, I mean, probably not goaltending because Kawhi got it before it hit its peak. But I mean, there's a lot of bad things that happened to Kelly Oubre in this play.
So, of course, Kelly Oubre's mad because no foul is called. They lose the game. Nick Nurse is going nuts. And while Nick Nurse, his head coach, is going nuts, Kelly Oubre is just lined up all the refs. That's and he's crazy. Like, you're a bitch. You're a bitch. Your mama's a bitch. And you're a bitch.
Yes.
It was pretty funny. And I actually think he's not tripping at all. I think this one's on the refs. Every game counts in particular right now.
Yes.
For you to take that game because you just decided you wanted to get out of there, then of course, adding insult to insult, they come out afterwards in the, 2-minute report, and they're like, that was definitely a foul. We are so sorry about that. But of course, nothing's going to change. The outcome won't change. So I don't think he's wrong at all here.
So I halfway agree with you. Up until like, your bitch, that's totally fine. Heat of the moment, haha, that's funny. We saw it happen in Half-Baked. That's cool.
It was F-U.
But then, L, he went into the territory that professional athletes and adults themselves say you cannot venture into. Mm-hmm. You cannot include wives, spouses, children, or like parents, right? And this dude was like, your mom's a bitch. Your grandmom's a bitch. Like, whoa, Kelly.
You come from a long line of bitches.
I get it, dude, but that was OD. I was like, this is entertaining. Whoa. Some hands would have had to have been thrown in that particular spot. Kelly Oubre's calling my mom a B-word.
I thought it was hilarious. I think it was a little short-sighted. Kelly Oubre
is
never going to get a call ever again because he literally called all the refs out their name. Let's move on to our next. Okay. Are they tripping? Talking about Caleb Williams,
yes.
Who was seen at a USC women's basketball game. Love that he's supporting the girls for
having
the brand.
Time of his life.
Okay. He's getting ready to be drafted by Chicago, it mm-hmm. looks like. And he went viral because as they show him in the crowd, he's got his pink iPhone case. He's got a pink wallet. I think his nails are painted pink. Yep. Someone alleged that he had on lip gloss. I just think he has nice, juicy lips. That's fine. And he's dancing and he's doing his thing. And I honestly and legitimately, maybe because I'm just like incredibly secure about myself and I don't have toxic masculinity running through my veins, don't understand the problem. Like, I kept seeing it on Twitter like, ooh, Caleb, this is your quarterback? I'm like, what? Supporting the women's basketball team and having a good time in the meantime? He's just he's a zillennial. This is what they do. They wear skirts. They are gender nonconforming. They don't, like, this is who they are. And I'm so, like, annoyed, actually, that this is a story. Who gives a damn? I'm sorry. You would rather have seen him tipping over cows and kicking off his boots while he had a cigarette in his mouth and was yelling at someone? Does that make you feel better about your quarterback? Who gives a damn? Who cares? What are we talking about? How is this a thing that anyone cares about? Could be a red flag. He wears nail polish. Are you joking? David Ortiz, Mr. Macho, David Ortiz used to have his nails painted. All the time.
You know,
nails and hands.
What I always thought was funny, speaking of, that's a nice segue. I mean, I'm going to touch on the Caleb Williams thing as well. But Poppy always had his toenails painted black.
He did.
And like, I never asked
sometimes
him,
other colors.
I
his
never
kids
asked
paint
him
his
why.
Nails.
Okay.
Because
they were always done real nice.
Yes. He would like, real he'd be nice. Like, my kid, I remember like one time he wasn't wearing
his,
black.
His kids
were painted. Yeah. And like, because he's completely secure as a man and doesn't associate any of his masculinity with pink or colors or any of those things.
Yeah. Okay. No, I rock with you. Listen, I'm not going to knock Caleb on any of the aforementioned things. All right. We've all been there. People be like, drop the skincare routine. I get it, Caleb. What? I'm not even going to play a little bit of devil's advocate. Maybe this is just a lot of people who liken the NFL with the last bastion of like when men used to be men in actual professional sports. And maybe they're just like, just having the conversation is a distraction enough to the other 52 guys in the locker room. I'm not saying that, L, but I can, and I'm not saying that I endorse the other side or the other viewpoint. And I can see you gritting those teeth. And I want to see that kind of grit out of Caleb Williams next season, pink fingernails or not.
It's completely nonsensical. Hey, hate to tell you guys, there are some of your more masculine, manly, min-man guy football players have taken ballet, do yoga, do Pilates. Like, this is absolutely asinine. This is stupid. And it does. It 100% harkens back to that, like, back in my day. Well, you know what? Back in your day, all right? Suck too. Pick a time, okay? Pick a time. I'll tell you all the things that sucked.
All right.
Look at Dennis Rodman. That dude wore a wedding dress, all right?
Yep.
But he would D you up.
True. No, that's
was
true.
Was anybody worried about how manly Dennis Rodman was? Absolutely not. Get off this man's back. You want to criticize him as a player? There's plenty on the tape.
Yeah, that's true.
You do not have to criticize what he likes, his fashion sense. Have you seen these dudes? They wear all kinds of things. Like, please stop. Full stop. All right.
Yeah.
I loved 100% what we heard from De'Aaron Fox.
You did?
Another Zillennial, by the way. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I'm talking about Sacramento's De'Aaron Fox. They just lost another game. Mm. And a reporter, as he's at the post-game press conference,
yep,
asked De'Aaron Fox, essentially, you know, is this you showing leadership? Your team loses, and you always just come up here and you carry the water for them. Is that you exhibiting great leadership? Here's what De'Aaron Fox had to say. It's so good.
Is this like something you're kind of making a point of doing for some reason in terms, you know, just leading this team and kind of showing that accountability? And
as far as talking to y'all?
Yeah, just, you know.
I don't get out of that. I don't get nothing out of that. They ask me, I do it.
But for the team, so it really doesn't mean anything in terms of.
They don't give a if I come up here and talk. I'll tell you that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hell, what are you thanking him for?
No, because Gary, movies make people believe that things happen in locker rooms that do not happen.
Okay.
There are not these win one for the Gipperkin moments happening between grown men in these NBA locker rooms. Nobody is saying when De'Aaron comes back in, thanks, Captain, for speaking out for us and taking accountability on our behalf. That's not at all how this works. He's right. He's not being a jerk. He's not saying, I don't want to talk to you. He's just saying, I'm doing this because, A, it is my responsibility, and also because the nice media people that I work with every day who I have great respect for asked me to do it. Because De'Aaron Fox is very thoughtful, introspective. He gives good sound bites. He's real. He's a perfect person to want to put up there on the pulpit to speak for the team. And whenever you've got someone like that on a team, they tend to be the person that has to represent the team in the media. It's nothing about being a great leader. Not that he isn't. It's nothing about that. And he poured cold water all over this notion that, like, team meetings mean anything. I mean, how many times do these dudes have to tell you? Halftime is where we, like, piss and eat oranges and look at some corrections that we need to make. Nobody's standing up doing these Ted Lasso speeches. It just doesn't happen, Gary.
I think it happens more often than
I think it happens way less than we think.
You don't think there's, like, rallying?
Not that it never happens. It's that it just doesn't happen like that.
Okay, sure. I guess I have... God, I sound like an old millennial. Because I'm like, when did it become cool to just like disregard everything as like beneath me, beneath this? I don't want to be up here. And we've heard athletes say that and talk about that all the time, forever. But when did it just become like so mainstream to just be like, man, F this. I'm just up here just cause. F this, F you. I don't want to be talking to you. Like,
that's what you heard De'Aaron Fox say, because that is not at all what I heard him
say. That is literally what no one gives a if I talk to the media.
He was asked. De'Aaron Fox, if he would have sat up there and opened up his press conference with, by the way, I don't want to be doing this shit. That was Marshawn Lynch. I'm only here so I don't get fired.
Correct.
That is not the same as what De'Aaron Fox just did. That reporter asked him, are you here because you're exhibiting great leadership? Mm. Are you here on behalf of the team? And how does your team feel about you being here at the press conference, speaking up for them? And he gave an honest answer, which is that they don't give a damn about me being up here, and I don't do it specifically to be a great leader. I do it because media relations asked me to. Like, that's all he did was give an honest answer.
Correct.
I didn't hear him commiserating or bitching. He's always the guy up there. He's never said that before. He was asked specifically about it, and he gave an authentic answer. And all we ever say is, we want authenticity. We want people to be real. He could have lied. He could have lied and said, you know what? That's what I want to do as a great leader. Stand up here in front of all of you and explain what our team did and take the responsibility and onus. He could have lied, but he was honest.
We've heard him say that before. We've heard all these guys be like, I'm the leader. I'm going to be tasked with falling on the sword when we come up short, da-da-da-da-da. I don't know. You can't have it both ways.
Whatever. De'Aaron Fox, I see nothing wrong with what you just said. And I love Hollywood is not the same as what's actually happening in Sacramento. They are very far apart.
You know. All right.
Okay. Still ahead.
Oh, man. We're not going to get to. Okay.
Yeah. Still ahead here on the L. Duncan Show. I love when Gary tells you the things we're not going to do. You're just supposed to keep that in your mind. All the people step. What we are going to do is put these little headsets back on.
Oh, yes.
Loveline has returned.
Part-time job we don't get paid for.
Yes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, The L. Duncan Show, every Monday and Thursday, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, you can see it every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2 as well.
On your television, if that's what you like.
A lot of good ratings on Spotify.
Yeah, great ratings on Spotify.
Views
we appreciate that.
On YouTube, appreciate the comments.
I bet you they're going to go up with this next segment because we are taking callers. It's one of the most popular segments, and it's back. Love Line, where we hear from someone. Pretending to be somebody else, and we try to answer some questions. Yep. Dr. Ruth and
just Gary.
Dr.
Love Bug.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
It's similar to a bed bug, but it's wanted.
Oh, God.
But I'll bite you. I'll nibble on you.
Also representative of dirty things. It makes a lot of sense. Let's take our first caller.
Hey, Elle and Gary, I'm in quite an awkward situation. Ooh. You see, my partner says I continue to make promises I can't keep, and they're starting to threaten breaking up with me. We just signed a lease for another year together, but I'm not sure I can give them what they want. What should I do?
Well, it says bluegrass here, but I'm imagining that this person needs a little Jack Daniels whiskey.
Ooh. Okay.
Adjacent to where this person is.
Okay, so we're still staying in the greater Kentucky area.
Sure, it feels like a very Kentucky call. I couldn't detect the southern accent, but it felt that way. I don't know. What's your advice here?
I mean, here's the thing, Elle. What I'm sort of deducing from this caller is a little bit twofold. Like, who's the bum, right? The caller or the side who keeps falling, right, for the same old shtick? You guys are caught up in the past, is what it sounds like to me. Okay, things aren't what they used to look like. Doesn't sound like this caller is necessarily 20 fine anymore. And the other side of this relationship just wants to hang on to times that are now gone.
Yeah.
But what's the better option? What's the better option?
So it sounds like what happened here is that, caller, you met this person and you were trying
to... Hide of your powers.
Yeah, you were trying to make some changes in your life.
Yeah.
So you fell in love with a fitness influencer. Ooh. And this fitness influencer changed your life, changed sort of the way you approach your life and your job.
Yeah.
It was great for a while. You enjoyed it. You were looking fit. You were looking lean. Everybody was admiring everything that you were doing change your life.
Snatched.
And then after a little while, it was like, oh God, I have to keep doing it.
The upkeep is the hardest part, Elle.
This is hard.
The upkeep is the hardest part.
Every day for the rest of my life, I've got a juice cleanse every
Friday.
You gotta
work.
I don't think this is good
you
at all.
Or batch.
And so I think that's the problem is that we've got two very different of eras.
But the lease break is way too expensive. It's literally the lease break is 12 months. Yeah.
So it's
far too expensive. So y'all just going to have to figure it out.
You're going to have to do like at least 30% of the marriages in this country and you're just going to have to do it for the kids.
Yeah.
Okay? Cheaper to keep her.
The other 70% is for love.
Sure. Caller, we have another caller that's lined up.
You're the only one that's married.
Hey, Elle and Gary, too. I need advice. I've been in a power couple relationship since 2021, and as of last year, we've never been better. But now, some people from my past are spreading rumors about me by saying real things that I have done. I know my current partner respects me, like my idol J-Lo says. If you have the goods, there's nothing to be afraid of. But what should I do in this situation?
First thing, Elle, if I may, first thing you do in this situation is distance yourself as far as possible from J-Lo right now.
Yeah.
Jenny from the block has a target on her back in every sense of the word on social media. Nobody thinks that J-Lo is from the block. The only block J-Lo been around the last two decades is H&R Block, doing her taxes.
Yeah.
She's got money coming in hand over fist. She could disappear and nobody would care. What I would say to this caller is only people who are hating, who are jealous, are going to come after you. All right? So you keep doing you. Caller, you keep doing you. You obviously want something that these people don't have. Yeah. So keep doing you.
I'm going to disagree completely. And because I don't have lawyers like Jeff Bezos, I'm going to tread lightly here. But I am going to say that a hit dog will holler. And I just want to do a little role playing here just to show you. And I'll let you guys decide on your own how you feel. So I'm holding a phone here. And I'm like, let's just pretend that I am Gary's girlfriend and we're sitting on the couch ignoring each other like we do every night.
That's not true.
On our phone.
That's not true.
And I'm like, oh my God, my phone just died. Babe, can I see your phone?
What? I'm not watching porn.
And there it is. Just when you are that defensive and no one's accused you of a thing, it can't be good. All right.
But I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. Look.
I would not want to see your cash. I bet it would not. Okay.
No, it's actually just pictures of cars and stuff. You know, I'm a loser.
Next caller.
It's legit just cars.
Hey, Al Duncan Show. I need advice for a different type of love. My brother has found himself in hot water. You see, our family has always told us to bet on ourselves, but my bro is taking it pretty literally. The situation doesn't look good, but am I too close to see the truth here? How do I help my brother?
Run. Stay in the opposite direction. Have you ever heard of a black sheep? That's your best option.
I ain't gonna lie to you, because our parents told us the same thing.
Yeah.
Always bet on yourself.
Yeah.
There's really no argument for me here. You keep doing you.
Oh.
You keep doing you until otherwise told, whether that be by federal authorities or by the expressed written consent of the National Basketball Association. But I don't know. Maybe rules and laws and statutory things are a little bit looser in Canada, L.
I'm going to give you one bit of advice. I'm going to leave it here. Hire a translator and blame him. All right, coming up on the L. Duncan Show.
That's a great idea.
Coming up on the L. Duncan Show, NBA players as superheroes.
Yes.
There's some really, really fun ones here. I can't wait to get into that. Stick around. The L. Duncan Show is coming back. Gary's trying to get everybody fired.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're hearing the MVP shouts from your teammate. We talked to Jason Kidd pregame, and he called you Superman. He called Kyrie Batman. What's that chemistry been like between you two superheroes on this team?
He's the Batman, I'm the Robin. Just amazing, man. Having him on our team is amazing, man.
Chime.
Cap.
Chime, boom.
Cap.
Yeah.
Luka.
You don't have to defer just because.
Yeah, that was Luka Doncic saying that despite the fact that he is like a general. I'm not saying Kyrie Irving's not.
Correct.
The straw that stirs the Mavericks drink is Luka Doncic. Yes. They're building around him.
He is also the cup. He is also the ice. He is also the drink.
He is the Batman, and Kyrie is a very serviceable Robin.
Let me just say this, just as it relates to an overarching Batman and Robin comps. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm done with them. I'm tired of them. We haven't seen Robin in an actual Batman movie. I think my research holds true. Since 1997, Chris O'Donnell. when he played Robin in The Batman.
Nah.
We haven't seen Robin in a Batman movie.
No, there was a Christian Bale one where Robin and Catwoman were in the same one. They just never called him Robin. Oh, I'm confident about this.
I don't think so.
I'm confident about this.
How confident?
It was his sidekick. I'm right. Am I right, Cologne? Our producer's saying I'm right. Yeah, Anne Hathaway was Catwoman, and I don't remember who it was that was
exactly,
Robin.
Exactly. Robin has become an irrelevant figment of lore, so we got to get a better comp, all right? We haven't seen Robin. All right, Robin, his time has passed. We need a better comp.
All right. Well, let's play this game. Let's walk down this lane. Okay. And let's cast some other NBA players as superheroes. I mean, it's not really without the stretch. A lot of times they do stunt casting with like famous people anyway.
Sure.
So these people could absolutely appropriately be here.
Yes.
Victor Wembanyama as Mr. Fantastic, long and stretchy. It is perfect. He's either that or he's Slender Man.
Which can also yeah, because he's super scary.
Yeah, exactly. All right?
This man will come for you. I like that. Draymond.
Yeah.
I haven't. There's a couple different answers here. I have him as Venom, though, because he's evil. And Venom hears voices. And we know Draymond got some shit going on. We know Draymond got some stuff going on up there. And also, Venom, you know deep down that he's got some good in there. But he doesn't let that outwardly flow out. So Draymond is Venom.
I think you're overthinking it. He's clearly Hulk.
Hulk smash.
Not a shot.
Me smash.
Nope. Because
me bash.
No.
He's for sure. He's 100%
no,
Hulk.
No. And I'm going to tell you why. The simple fact of the Hulk is like affable. The Hulk is likable. John Leguizamo, right? Like he's just like he's a.
When's the last time that you saw superhero movies? Are you really calling John Leguizamo the Hulk?
I'm getting confused with the other.
Oh my God.
What is his name?
Mark Ruffalo.
They're
not even close to the same person.
No, they're the Italian actors, I think. They're Italian. Yeah, Leguizamo, definitely Ruffalo. Yeah. Listen, but either way, all that to say, the Hulk in all of the Avenger movies is like a likable, aw, shucks, the Hulk. Look at the Hulk be goofy. Look at the Hulk being that silly, goofy self. Nobody's saying that about Draymond. They're like, this dude is certified psycho.
There's a whole movie where all Scarlett Johansson does is try to like whisper sweet nothings in his ear to prevent him from going off and acting like a psychopath. And that is literally what Steph Curry did.
And all of us are rooting for him, but none of us are rooting for Draymond.
How about Zion? Okay. This is perfect casting.
This was a violation.
This is Zion.
Uh-huh.
You put him in the Infinity Wars.
Okay.
Where he could serve both the role as Fat Thor and then Skinny Thor. Mm-hmm. Because, man, Zion got into some great shape. But he did not start out that way.
He did. And New Orleans got to be the sneaky, hardest city, hardest market to like stay looking like the Thor that we know and love.
Yeah.
The best meal I ever had in my life was in New Orleans.
Well, yeah.
I think they're like the top three meals I've had in my life were in New Orleans. It's
insane. Best.
Salt levels go crazy. So, like,
incredible.
I think it's a superhero achievement that Zion is in the shape that he's at, in the market that he's at, considering he's 20-something, so he's got the metabolism of a 20-something. That ain't happening to somebody in their 30-somethings.
So I would like to say that I think this is my favorite one, LeBron James.
Okay.
And I would cast him as Old Man Wolverine and Logan.
It's good.
Because in Logan, he was always hurt.
Yeah.
He was hanging on. He looked a little bit disheveled, just older, you could tell, and he was just hurt all the time. Yep. However, he was still so dangerous. He would steal you up.
And also,
and that's LeBron.
And not for nothing. All right, Hugh, handsome old man.
He's a very handsome man.
And LeBron James.
Handsome man.
Been a handsome man.
All good.
LeBron James. Been like that on JJ Redick and his podcast. What does he say? He was like, man, I tell Savannah all the time, I'm like a... If you bought a 2003 Escalade in this year, 2024, and you never changed the tires, to which I commented underneath that, I was like, LeBron, there are literally people driving on the streets right now in that situation. They bought a 2003 Escalade in the year 2024 that still ain't changed the tires.
100%.
That's crazy. Yeah. But LeBron, different.
And some of them are still on spare tires, too.
Yeah, that's
a
fact.
Disagree on this final one.
Yes.
Anthony Edwards,
yes.
Who I love, former Bulldog. We love him, of the T-Wolves. You think his best superhero comp is one thing. I think his best superhero comp is Loki, the god of mischief.
You're going to have to explain this one.
Okay, so
you know the mischief's
work with
about
me
him.
Here. Yes, it is.
It's all outward.
He's Anthony Edwards is so mischievous. I love it. He always like says the things. He's got a little bit of like hero and anti-hero.
Okay.
Loki is the same way. Like sometimes on some nights Anthony Edwards is the antagonist. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he's the protagonist. Mm-hmm. But he's always stirring trouble up in a positive way.
Yep.
He's always himself. And again, he's a little anti-heroish. You don't know on some nights if he was the good guy in the situation or the bad guy in the situation. You know that you're always finding yourself rooting for him anyway.
You know who was also a good guy on the outset, but sometimes you can catch him on an off day? Superman. And this man is everything that... And Henry Cavill's Superman, mind you, L, was pretty funny in that DC mashup, the only DC movie that's been good.
Yeah.
And I don't just say that because we're, you know,
Marvel
till we die here at the Worldwide Leader. Everything that he does, maybe I'm hyper-focused on what he does on the court as Superman, and yes, he's number one overall pick. Did we think that he'd be this good this soon? Getting Michael freaking Jordan comps?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan is the Superman of the NBA.
I just feel like the Superman moniker for NBA players is so overused.
And here's what I'll say about Loki, right?
Yeah.
He's not necessary, and he had his own series on Disney Plus and all that stuff, but he's not a standalone franchise.
What? Yes,
I said
he
it.
Is.
I said
and
it.
Also, did you see the last Loki?
Said,
sorry, spoiler alert.
We were in his commercial.
He is manning the universe now.
Yeah,
he's literally in charge of all time.
But he will always be Thor's little brother. And Anthony Edwards ain't getting sunned by anybody. Matter of fact, he's having too many kids, I think. That's the mischievous part, all right? Allegedly.
There he is, the god of mischief. When we come back, it is opening day in baseball. And in a very baseball way, we waited until the end of the show to mention that. However, America's favorite pastime isn't, in fact, the sticking balls.
What?
It's sticking copious amounts of bad food down your gullet. We'll get into it. We're back on the L. Duncan Show. Remember that you can get episodes every Monday and Thursday wherever you listen to your podcast. You can watch on YouTube. You can also see us on television every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN.
A shout out to the Day One podcast listeners. Come on.
We love you. We love that it's opening day in baseball. Go
Rams. Oh, yeah.
Hoping for not another disappointing end to the
year. You're going to do a whole lot better than the Red Sox.
Yeah, this is big facts.
Win season.
You made an interesting observation that while in some ways baseball has remained stuck in time.
Yes.
In other ways, man, they are ahead of the time.
In every possible way other than the one we are about to highlight, baseball is lagging behind the other traditional big three, right? But they are ahead of the curve, ahead of the time by light years as it relates to one of the most important things about going to any sporting event. The damn concessions.
Let's go.
These guys are some freaking trailblazers. They're putting together concoctions that we never even thought of.
Well, and I think for some of them, there's a reason. Let's run through some of those, like Mariners T-Mobile Arena will be debuting the Katsu Curry Rice.
Okay. Listen, somebody who's very familiar with rice, I rock with this. But this dish specifically, I'm thinking about environment, is only good up until about June, and you can't pick this thing back up until October in the Great Northwest. It's hot, it's humid. Last thing you want to do is be slurping down hot curry and some heavy-ass rice. No, thank you.
Can you imagine the bathroom sitch there?
This could be served year-round in a dome, and I know they have the retractable roof at Safeco, T-Mobile, but...
See,
it's a little too much.
So this to me is also disgusting, courtesy of Mariners T-Mobile Arena, simply because just because you take a lot of delicious items and smash them together doesn't make them good together, right? They've got a Dungeness crab pizza topped with warm butter, dill, thyme, parmesan, and lemon.
See, I think that
crab pizza?
So here's
that doesn't look appealing at all.
But what if I were to tell you it's not pizza, L, it's a toasted sub, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, okay, that actually sounds kind of nice. So I think that they just had a misstep in the branding of this because that looks awesome. The only thing that's giving you a touch of trepidation is that we're calling it pizza. But if I told you that's an open-faced toasted sub, you'd be like, give me all of them.
Maybe. Or if you took the crab off, I think.
Hey, matter of fact, if y'all are listening up there in Seattle, that's some free game for you. All right, don't call this pizza. This is an open-faced crab sub.
Too late.
Yeah, you're right. They printed the boxes already.
They got odd pizza.
They had ordered 100,000 boxes for this season.
The Chicago White Sox have the debut.
Yes.
I think looks delicious.
Yes.
But it also triggered me.
What?
Got a campfire chocolate milkshake. which is topped with graham crackers, toasted marshmallow, and served in a souvenir cup. On a surface, it's great. It's triggering me because I once went out to dinner with someone in the dinner party.
Lactose intolerant.
Was in their 40s, who literally asked the waitress, "Yes, could you walk me through exactly what this Graham Central Station dessert might be?" And the lady's like, well, it's graham crackers with a graham cracker ice cream, blah, blah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this graham that you speak of, is the graham, what is the graham?
Stop it.
I'm not kidding. And I just didn't know what to do because I'm like, I'm mortified, I'm embarrassed for her.
Who was this?
I can't reveal. I will just tell initials. You, it was embarrassing and we've never gone out to dinner.
Are they again. Famous?
No.
Would I know them?
Absolutely not.
Then say their name.
No.
What?
This is not Destiny's Child. In fact, it is.
Say her name. Say her name. Say her name. Say her name. She ain't around you.
Here is one to me that I don't understand because every year someone does something like this. The Tampa Bay Rays have a pretzel slugger dog where they just, I don't know why everyone in baseball wants to take a hot dog and just wrap around it.
Or just like 3X it.
Yeah, I'm going to make it 6 feet. I'm going to wrap it in pretzels.
Yeah.
Wrap it in kimchi or whatever. I don't
watch
get
it. Kimchi's good.
Wrap it in ham. Yeah, you're right. Back.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that. I like the regional elements to this, but I think that hot dogs, like a 4-inch hot dog, is plenty. L, like some would say, that's honestly probably way too much hot dog. You don't need to be making these hot dogs, you know, 8, 9, 10 inches.
You're right.
A hot dog, like four, and on a hot summer day.
Yeah. You're right. A lot of girls do like very small hot dogs.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah. 4-inch hot dog.
Coming up, we will close out the show. I don't even know what we're doing next. Oh, my God. We will tell you about a TikTok video that's gone viral.
Uh-huh.
And we will do our own rebuttal, an addendum, if you will, to the five types of players that you need on your guy-man squad.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're back on the L. Duncan Show. Sometimes people do things on the internet, and man, they resonate.
I live there.
I was doing a full-blown amen, I think, to this video of TikTok of a guy describing the five types of players that you need in your guy group. Listen.
Every single winning basketball team has the same exact dynamic of players. Every friend group needs the facilitator. Second type of friend is the 3-and-D guy. You know, he may not be the flashiest guy, but he's dependable and he never flakes. When your car breaks down in the middle of the night, this is the guy you call. Third, of course, is the star player. He can really carry the night if needed. Some nights when it's not going well, bro, just put the ball in his hands and he'll get it cooking. Fourth is the microwave. This is the guy that may not show up every night, but when he does show up, is the most fun you guys have in the group. Lastly is the bruiser. This is a guy that's gonna stand up for your group when you need it, like a Ben Wallace type guy. You know, someone cuts you in line at Jack in the Box, he'll say something. Someone talks shit about your friend, he'll press him. Super, super important in the group, okay?
But as he noted, if you have too many of those, you're all going to prison.
Facts. That's facts. Too many superstars, it's too much ego, no one's having a good time. Yeah, it's a very thin line, right, of friends in the group. What do you think I am?
I don't know. I think you're like the cuddly puppy that shows up and attracts the girls.
Which would be the star player?
Okay, sure.
Wrong. I don't know any girls. I have no ins.
Okay.
And I barely have any connections.
Yeah.
Just LinkedIn connections.
Yeah.
I think I would anoint myself the microwave.
I think I'm the microwave too.
We're the microwaves?
Yeah, yeah. Super
because
freaky,
like, listen,
when I show up,
we're busy. We're busy, but if we get the ability to pull up, we're going to have a good ass time.
We're going to do it.
You're going to have a good time.
So I did have a couple of addendums for girls groups.
Okay.
Because the roles aren't as defined on girl groups.
Okay.
Like, we are all utility players and can serve different roles on different nights. However, every girl group needs a great...
Oh, needs, absolutely has to have...
That's not...
One of...
That's not what I was going to say. That thing...
Somewhere on the list?
It just sort of naturally takes care of itself.
Oh.
Every good girl group
like,
needs...
Again, utility players. We can all...
Correct. Serve that role if necessary. Depends on our situation, how we're feeling. Every good girl group needs a great rim protector, okay? This is the girl that most of you would describe as a blocker. However, they're not going to let you just walk out with some rando. We're going to get social security numbers, license pictures. I'm going to know where he lives, his address, his tag number. Like, I'm going to be security, okay?
Rim protector, literally, too, in the bars. So kind of like a bruiser.
Literally a rim protector. You need a pick and roll expert, all right? Now, this is the friend that's great at running interference. You notice that your friend is embroiled in a conversation she doesn't want to be in. You've got to come set the pick. You got to get her out of that situation, and then you yourself have to find a way to roll out to the basket. I and my friend group and a fantastic pick and roll.
For real.
100. I can get you out, and then I can get myself out right after that.
Men, women, promoters, bartenders, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter who the op is. You're extracting from this situation.
I'm going to pull you out.
SEAL Team 6 in this shit.
I got you.
Okay.
And lastly, every good girl group needs a power forward. Emphasis on the forward. This is the girl that will say exactly what she wants.
Oh, okay.
She will secure drinks. She'll be the one to walk up to the security guard and go, man, your VIP is looking lame as I bet you'd look better with all these women in it. She's always speaking up. She's always securing the bag some kind of way. She's getting you backstage. She's getting you tables. She's doing all of this because she's got the ability to use her mouth, be forward, and speak
up. Excuse me? Use her
mouth. I mean her voice.
Well, babe, just listen. Just trying to get some just getting some clarification now.
Exactly. Okay.
That's all I'm trying
to do. In that vein, our good colleague and friend, John Anderson, announced after 25 years he's going to be retiring. We're going to miss you, John Anderson, a legend. But with that, we thought it would be the perfect time for you to build your perfect SportsCenter anchor, something that you've been trying to Frankenstein since we started this show.
Just sort of adopting particular attributes from some of our current coworkers that I'd be like, you know, I wouldn't mind having Michael Eaves' deep freaking voice.
Sure.
VO expert Michael Eaves, the sultry, dulcet tones of that Kentucky bluegrass bellow.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
We speak of like Xavier and the Professor and all of these superheroes. Well, give me some super brain power, some super recollection of one Zubin Mehenti.
Oh, yeah, that man's the Oracle.
Okay. There's no particular reason that you need this for the job that we do on SportsCenter, but I wouldn't mind being a tall 6'5 glass of water like Scott Van Pelt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me experience that just one time.
Oh.
Okay. And I'm 6'1", L, but you know.
That 4 inches is a big deal. You just said 4 inches wasn't a big deal.
No, I said 4 inches is huge, actually. It's a massive amount of size, is what I'm saying. So it would 6'1 to 6'5 would be, and then probably, you know, and I don't just say this because, you know, we run things SportsCenter AM Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But Randy, he's funny. Give me that humor. Mm-hmm. Give me the ability, okay, to just pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just
I would love that too.
Reflex.
For you. Would love for you to have Randy's sense of humor.
That's good. You know what? That's pretty good.
That.
You've been watching a lot of Randy Scott, I can tell. I can tell. Am I missing anything? Am I missing an attribute particularly from anybody?
I mean, off the top
Linda
of my
Cohn's
head.
Linda Cohn's longevity? Give me 30 years.
Sure, yeah.
This thing.
I would take that. Yeah, you really put me on the spot here. I don't
know. A couple salaries.
Now it sounds like I don't think any of my fellow colleagues are great. Give me L. Duncan's energy. I'm a great energy person.
Let me get L. Duncan's high pony, who she says is the most comfortable high pony that she's worn in recent memory. Okay, let me get some of that.
You know what? We would love to go on and on and on, and I just thought of like 30 SportsCenter anchors that I want to compliment, but unfortunately we're out of time. That does it for the L. Duncan Show.
This is a bonus extended version,
no.
L, so go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm getting the wrap. So we're going to see you next week.
We are hearing nothing in our ear.
Women's basketball. See you literally all weekend. Just watch ESPN and ABC. Gary, have a great time being a creep at Disney World.
Whole family's going to be there.
Definitely call the security on him if you see him walking around alone.
You won't.
Or with the child. He didn't go with one.
You can't
go with one. So if you see him with a kid, call someone. Thank you.
L, I'm not P. Diddy.